This is Juno Afternoon here on Thursday, November 29th, 2018. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 13 minutes past the top of the hour. My next guest is Dr. Hune Lance Twitchell from UAS, and he's going to be previewing tomorrow night's Evening at Egan presentation about the new PBS Kids program, Molly of Denali. He's a language consultant on that show, a writer, among other things. Dr. Hune Lance Twitchell, Gunashchish, thank you for being here.
Gunashchish, Scott. Like Ersatini.
Thank you for allowing us to be here. Will you please introduce yourself?
Yewe achtuasagu achyetki, kas de kata yetki, has ausatini ah, has du yach aya adetki, we TV kuk.
Okay, this new PBS kids program called Molly of Denali. We've heard about this a lot here in the building, being in the public media realm. But for our listeners, maybe who haven't heard about it, can you give us a little synopsis?
Yeah, this was. It's a project that's coming out through PBS, and it's a children's show that features a young Alaska Native female main character who's in a village in rural Alaska in the interior near Denali. And her family run the village trading post, and basically she goes on a series of adventures. She learns things. She challenges knowledge of the world. And she collaborates with friends and family and folks around Alaska. And when I was first notified of this project by Princess Lukai, it was just sort of saying she wanted to figure out how to get more Alaska Native languages into the series. And so it's located in the interior of Alaska among Dene people, but she has chances to interact with folks from all around Alaska.
Okay. And tomorrow night, what's Evening at Egan going to look like? It starts at 7 p.m. It's free to the public, as always.
Yeah, this is our final Evening at Egan for November, which was focused on Native American and Alaska Native Heritage Month. And so we've had wonderful presentations throughout this month, and this is our final one. It's at the Egan Library at 7 p.m., and this is a chance. So this one is a little different. Sometimes we record these and we broadcast and we archive them. This one will not be recorded because it's an opportunity to screen an episode that has not aired yet. And so it's a really amazing opportunity for our community. We're hoping folks will come out and watch this project that's coming to life, which is very exciting. I was saying in Thlinget that I have three small kids, and there's all kinds of shows that we watch. But just to have a show where there's an Alaska Native youth and for them to see that, and especially if it's engaging in Alaska Native languages and knowledge, it's really just an amazing project to be a part of and to just learn a few things about how children's shows are created, and also how to take a group of characters and move them through some different episodes. It's been a lot of fun.
Perhaps we need a Thlinget kids show next.
Yeah. So we've been talking here about how to create more content in Thlinget. I've talked with Princess and others about trying to utilize this amazing show, which I really hope people come to look at and see and enjoy. And then also to say, well, let's maybe springboard this and develop an Alaska Native language media network where there's a group across the state that's just trying to create content that does feature our languages, not as, hey, here's this little word, here's this word, here's this word, just going full into content as well, which is really exciting. So it's so fun to see this project beginning to take off and just to see there's many, many hands that go into making something like Molly of Denali.
Will creative producer Princess Dajrai Johnson be participating tomorrow night?
Yeah. So she's the featured speaker, so she'll be there. She'll be able to share with us some of the histories of this show, some of the things that they're currently doing, her role, sort of a chance to just talk about what folks are seeing, how to put these things together. Because the other thing with children's shows, like, so there's a fellowship program to get a team of Alaska Native writers who can each have an opportunity to write an episode, which is just an incredible opportunity to be able to go through that whole process. But also it allows Alaska Native voices to come into media and media that's going to reach a pretty large audience. And then it's some of the challenges, because we might say, oh, well, we want to bring up some things that are important to us. But then it's a children's show, and so you have to find ways to bring these things up in ways that aren't being overly let me teach everybody how things really are. But also just to show how a child might encounter certain things in everyday life, as you have the interior is a place where languages are generally in a tremendous amount of trouble. And I think there's going to be opportunities to showcase these languages and to also engage in some of these conversations about what has happened to put some of these languages in a dangerous spot.
As you helped create Molly, what were some things you were proud of, or what are some things about this character that you might hope your kids glean from watching her actions or her words?
Yeah, there's a whole team. So I came on and everything was developed. And so I had the opportunity of coming in and just sort of saying, oh, well, let's put some Tlingit into this script. And then I first started reviewing scripts and sort of giving some feedback and thinking about it. And so the neat part is being able to say, oh, wow, we can control and contribute to what kinds of content our children are going to watch. For example, my wife and I committed to having a one-parent, one-language household. So one parent speaks English, one parent speaks Tlingit. And so as I would challenge myself and challenge our family to commit to that, we would read books to the kids. And sometimes I think there's these common storylines, like this kid is bad, but then they sort of make this magical sort of transition at the end and you know, and there was a lot of stories like that where I'm like, well, no, we could have a few stories like that, but there's a bunch of other types of stories that we could pull from our own types of stories that are being told. And we can also take a look at some things like I get tired of all these books with chickens and cows and pigs and sheep, and those are fine. But we can have stories that have sea otters and that have killer whales and that have these other things that we see on a daily basis. And what I really like about Molly of Denali is it pushes Alaska Native values as well. So there's certain things, like there's content, like you're not going to see an episode that has a bear in it, because a bear is a sacred creature, and in particular for a lot of our Dene relatives in the interior. And so we see this with some of our inland Tlingit speakers, where we start doing a project and we're just having fun. We're like, oh yeah, this bear is coming to the party. And like, that can't be a bear. So it's really fun to be a part of it.
Wow. I was going to ask you, what is the most fulfilling part? You may have just answered. Is there something else that you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I think it's just trying to think of where can Molly go next? What's the next sort of adventure? And then to show that maybe parts of her journey are really about helping people, getting, you know, there's some episodes that we've been looking at that really deal with some at times challenging contents like boarding schools, and how do we show people some of the things that have happened to Alaska Native people that have resulted in some real damage. But we can do that, I think, in a really positive and productive way, and in a way that could even open the door for healing conversations about, oh yeah, well, this is what happened, but now things are gaining strength.
That's the voice of Dr. Hune Lance Twitchell. He and Princess Dajrai Johnson, the creative producer of Molly of Denali, will be at UAS tomorrow night, 7 p.m., where attendees can see a sort of world premiere sneak preview of Molly of Denali. And when does it actually premiere for the public?
Oh, I'm not sure. I should know that. But I think I'll have to check my – come tomorrow and you can certainly find out.
I have the cheat sheet right here. It looks like summer of 2019. So, well, Gunashchish Hune, thank you so much for being on the show today. Is there anything we're missing or anything else that you'd like to add about tomorrow night or anything in general?
No, we're just thankful that KTOO is willing to work with us. And you know, we're talking about not just promoting this, but also in the way the Juneau Afternoon had a whole Tlingit language session. And we're just, as the Tlingit language community, super excited and grateful for opportunities like that. We're trying to figure out some more things so that we can do whole radio segments in Tlingit, which I think would be so much fun and so beneficial for our community. We've got intermediate Tlingit class tonight, and we're having a bit of a open house. So it's at 5:30 in Egan 108. We'd like to invite folks to come and see if you've ever been curious about the Tlingit language. You want to see what we're up to. We're trying to make this a very accessible, safe space to come learn this language, use this language, and be a part of this language revitalization movement.
If I may ask, beginning Tlingit, is that usually in the fall and then sort of intermediate in the spring, or is there beginning offered in the spring as well?
They're both usually offered, but it usually goes beginning one in the fall, beginning two in the spring. At the same time, intermediate one is being offered in the fall, intermediate two in the spring. And so if you've studied the language before, we'd recommend just sort of looking at where you might want to, you know, just feel out where you're at. And we're getting pretty good at figuring out where folks are at and what kinds of things they might need to get them on their journey to fluency. And then we have a number of things that we've explored with, like zero credit options so that you can, for a fraction of the cost, you can enroll in the class and support what we're trying to do without, if you don't need the tuition, then you can pay a lower price and still come. And we love for people to come look at what we're doing. We archive our classes on tlingitlanguage.com so that they're available to the public. And we're just really trying to make sure that if folks are interested, that they know that there's a method. And this is not the only way to do it, but this is one of the ways to do it.
And you could start tonight, 5:30 at Egan Room 108 there at UAS. And then tomorrow night at 7 p.m., again, Princess Dajrai Johnson, creative producer, and Dr. Hune Lance-Twitchell here will be part of Evening at Egan talking about Māli of Denali. Gunashchish for coming on the program. Thank you.
Gunashchish. We kushit lakha, we kushit lakha, agwa ge ach sik awet.